and dunks by Smith. And no rebounds, if that's the case, we put Oakley and Mace in your face. We draw charges and we send picks. We are New York. We are the New York Knicks. Say, go New York, go New York, go. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of West Coast Knicks Fan. I'm your host, Matt Ritter, holding it down in L.A. And from the East Coast, as always, with me is Jeff Cerulli. Very tough week, Jeff.
Yeah, but the silver lining might be Melo's playing tonight, and he might not be dead. Because we were all getting a little worried with the day-to-day. Anytime a Knicks out with day-to-day, that's basically like any other team, the player died.
I mean, is the Knicks medical staff like the most unethical staff since that movie, Any Given Sunday?
I don't think it's the medical staff. I think it's James Dolan. He's just tight. They're tight about everything. They run it like so ridiculously tight. They have a media gag basically on things. So I think it's Dolan. I don't think it's the medical staff.
Why does David Stern allow that?
I don't know. It would never stand in football with the gambling, but basketball, I guess there's just so many games that, you know, you can get away with that. But football, this wouldn't fly at all.
I got to admit, I'm feeling a little down in the dumps, man. Amari was playing so well. I'm really, like, stung.
It sucks because he was playing well. And the thing is, it's hard enough to fit him in the offense as he started. And I'm not taking the blame for this. You were trying to shift some blame to me with starting. I don't think whether he starts or not makes a difference. I didn't say up his minutes. I just wanted him to start. You know?
Nah, you pushed him over that 30-minute limit, and that killed him.
Well, all of a sudden when Melo was out, magically he could play more than 30 minutes.
Well, look what happened. He busted his knee open.
Yeah, I just would have liked to see him start. I wanted to see the best five guys, not this gimmick like James White bullshit.
Gimmick.
I didn't get it. I didn't get what he was going for with that. But, yeah, it's really a buzzkill because Amari was playing well. 6 weeks, if that. If he comes back for the playoffs, it's hard enough for him to get going. Because remember, he sucked for like the first like four games he was finding his footing. So you're going to just have to do that again.
Yeah, I mean, we're deluding ourselves if we think we have his services at all this year.
Yeah, I would think he might be done for the year.
Because, you know, they said 8 weeks was what he did last time. And like you said, the first four games were BS. So that's another 2 weeks, right? So that's 10 weeks. That puts you into the second round at the earliest of the playoffs.
When you're probably playing the Heat if you get there.
Yeah, or who knows, or Indiana. It's a tall order, you know. I mean, let's be realistic about the talent of this team without Amari. It's not great.
No. I'm glad we have Kenyon Martin for what it is. It's just another body. But, man, it's tough to replace him. He was playing well. It's going to be hard, and we knew this was the do-or-die stretch, and you're losing him right now, right before the home.
Yeah, I mean, here's what bothers me, right? It's like, this Knicks squad that we assembled 2 years ago, we've never had a chance to say, let's throw our cards on the line and see how we stack up.
No. You had D'Antoni, you didn't have a point guard, and then Amari got hurt.
It's just really frustrating because, you know, it's like, it's not like, you know, look, the Patrick Ewing era, we gave it everything we had and we came up short because Jordan was better. You know, in this era, I just feel like Melo in his prime needs a shot with a fully loaded tank.
Yeah. He's not getting it right now. And they're over the cap in a way that with Chandler and Amari and Melo, you're not going to really be able to get anyone this summer.
Yeah, it's frustrating. You know, you hate to see a guy, Melo, who's stepped up his game to be an elite player, and now, you start to think, will he ever have a team? You know, I don't know how they're going to get better between now and next year.
Well, did you think with Amari fully stocked, they had a chance to beat Miami?
After watching them play Oklahoma and Miami this week and watching the Knicks at their best, I think they can make it very competitive. I wouldn't say that it fully loaded they're better than Miami, but I think they're as good as anybody against Miami.
That's fair, not better, but they could give them a run, and I agree. They beat Miami twice. They gave them a hell of a run that third game, which they kind of should have won. We talked about that a few podcasts ago. But now, yeah, it's looking bleak. It's looking like you just don't know what you're getting now with this team going forward. Are they going to slip to the 5 seed? Are they going to lose the division to the Celtics, who are hot right now?
Well, here's what we need, right? Even though Amari's gone, like, Melo needs to win a first-round playoff game with this team. We have Chandler, and, you know, that should be enough. Felton, Melo, Chandler, plus, you know, all the other parts should be enough to win a first-round playoff series.
Depends on who, but yes. I mean, if you face...
I'm just saying if Melo is the guy we think he is and Chandler is the guy we think he is and Felton's the guy we think he is, that should be enough to beat the Bucks or the Celtics.
Yeah, I was going to say the Bulls who've played them tough all year. But, yeah, I mean, I would think they'd beat either of those teams. Celtics are tough, man. Celtics want to play the Knicks. It's a bad matchup for the Knicks, I think.
Do we win 50 games now, or is that off the table?
I don't know. I think it's going to be a little under now, about 48. I think they're going to pace about 500 the rest of the way.
Yeah, if they play 500, we're at 48, it looks like.
Well, there's about like 20 games left,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 49. There's 22 games left. They go 11-11. That's 49-33. It's, you know, look, that's, I don't know, you know, we've gone through so many ups and downs on this podcast. And, I mean, even last week we had another up and down. This is just unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, beginning of the year, you would have taken, that was your...
Yeah, no, I got to be honest, Jeff, this podcast has damaged my psyche.
But things change. When they come out of the gate hot and they're playing well and they beat Miami, all of a sudden you get a little excited. Your predictions change. You don't want that 48. You want that 55, 52 range.
To our credit, we never went above 55, I don't think.
I had 53.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, to our credit, you know, we are diehard Knicks fans, but to our credit, we didn't get too crazy. I did for a moment.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still trying to sell my Ronnie Brewer stock.
You have zero takers for that. It's just you have a certificate on your wall for your grandkids that says I have Ronnie Brewer stock.
But there is something to be said about the teams that wanted him. Like Oklahoma City took him. It was like that year that we had no use for Corey Brewer and the Mavs wanted him and the Mavs won a championship. It's like when the smart, good teams want him.
Yeah, when Trevor Ariza is on a championship team.
Exactly. Ariza was useful on the Lakers, that championship team. So, you know. Anyway, it's tough. I mean, if you go back, that Oklahoma City game, that was theirs. And that was like the little engine that could. I mean, they were trying and huffing and puffing and almost stole a victory at home without Melo.
That would have been very impressive.
That was Amari's only bad game since he started playing.
Yeah, it wasn't even bad. Ibaka's a tremendous defender.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he dunked over him once. That was nice. But he went 5-16. Look, Ibaka's just an excellent... See, Ibaka's quick enough that when Amari does his spin move, he's there.
Yeah.
You know?
They neutralize what Amari does.
Yeah, I mean, look, the guy's, you know, one of the defensive players of the year. You know, it's tough. But at the same time, look, it was such a gritty game. And then when they came out firing against Utah, that felt really good after, you know, hearing the bad news.
Killed Utah. But, I mean, you know, go back even further, Miami... I mean, they should have won. We talked about that. And then Cleveland, man, they were down by 22 at one point. Detroit, they were down by 16, I think, at one point, 12. So it was real up and down, but they got those wins, so you can't complain. They killed Utah. I mean, they lost two tough games, but they've been playing really well throughout this whole stretch since that three-game losing streak.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I will say the Knicks are, and we couldn't say this for a very, very long time. This is what Walt Clyde Frazier would call a professional basketball team. I mean, every game they play like pros.
Yeah, except the Rockets.
Except for the Rockets. Yeah, for some reason, Chandler Parsons brings out the worst in us.
I would say the Rockets and that awful Sixers game.
Yeah, that was an anomaly. That one was a real anomaly in the whole season.
Yeah, that was kind of – you can look at that and be like, that's one game.
Yeah. And you know, well, the Pacers have been our kind of nemesis a little bit too. But look, let me ask you this. Are we really, you know, now Melo may play tonight. What are your thoughts on Melo's knee? I heard it needed to be drained potentially. I'm worried. He's talking like a guy whose career is changing because of this. He said it may never be the same.
Yeah, I mean, you're hearing some bad things. They say they don't need surgery. Which is good, but I mean, again, what I mentioned before, that dreaded day-to-day from the Knicks, I was starting to think today, I heard he didn't get on the flight with the team yesterday, I'm like, he might be out for weeks, and yeah. That would really go the season.
Here's what I'm worried about, I'm worried he's getting pressured into playing right now.
Because, like, the team could be on a tailspin?
Yeah. Because I would rather him sit out for 2 weeks and lose all these five games.
Yeah, me too, because we need him going forward.
We need him for next year, you know? I mean, this year is over now, ostensibly.
Because no Amari, you're going to say it's over.
Well, we can never beat the Heat without Amari. No, we can never. This squad, as it's saying, we just don't have enough talent. I mean, we don't.
Are you confident going forward next year they're going to be able to do anything then? If it's Amari.
Here's the problem, right? So Amari, this was his other knee. So to me, that's a little weird. I don't, you know, this isn't the same knee he had the surgery on at the beginning of the year. So to me, that's a better sign than if it was the same knee.
I don't know. Doesn't that just fuck up both then?
No, because look, I mean, I think he needs Kobe's doctor or Dwayne Wade's doctor. These guys, you know, these surgeries, I don't know what a debridement is, but it seems like Kobe's getting debridements every 6 weeks and he comes back pretty strong.
It's dicey, man.
I remember I was writing off Wade, you know, and those guys are, you know, high Wade flyers. Wade looks like better than ever right now.
Yeah, Wade looks really good right now.
So, look, do I think Amari could come back next year fully loaded? The Knicks are fully loaded? Yes. Do I think Shumpert's showing some good signs? Yes. Do I think Kidd is only going to be worse next year? Yes. Do I think Felton could have a better year next year? Yes. Do I think Chandler could have a better year next year? Yes. Does that get us, you know, to over the Heat hump? It's very hard to say.
You're also forgetting the Bulls are going to be at full strength next year.
Yeah, but they don't have that secondary guy, man.
I don't know. Tonight they're starting James White, by the way, for Golden State.
You know, he did hit a couple threes these last two games.
Yeah, I'll give him that. I'd rather start Kenyon Martin, to be honest.
Hey, has Kenyon Martin not been just a complete vision? I mean, this guy is...
Well, usually that's how we get it for like a week or two, and then everyone is like, oh my God, and then that's it.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of strange that Kenyon Martin stuck with Durant the way he did.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you want to see.
Well, you know what I think it is? Like, Kevin Durant's soft. He's not like a soft player. He's just a weak guy. And did you see that? Kenyon Martin whacked him across the forearm one time.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I think that got in his head a little bit. You know, he's like, I don't want to get hit by this guy.
Yeah, Martin's a thug. What's
He's a thug. Durant was like, I don't really want to do that again. I don't want to drive to the paint. The guy's a thug.
Yeah, so he's good to have on your team, though. I mean, we were bitching about not getting Reggie Evans, who's, you know, an offensive horror show. At least we have someone now who can mix it up and, you know, we can have someone top down there.
Remember I said I just don't want him shooting any of those baby hooks. He shot a terrible one.
Yeah, he did.
He's a horrendous offensive player.
Do you see them winning tonight, honestly?
I see them playing well. Golden State sucks to me. I don't think they're a good team.
Finesse team, right? The ultimate finesse team. I saw them the other night versus, I forget who. I think it was the Rockets. I'm going to look back. And my God, Bogut, woo, he looked terrible.
Yeah, I mean, a guy like that, I mean, he's 300 pounds. He's been on the bench for, you know, 6 months rehabilitated. He's had two gruesome injuries in the past year.
Yeah, he could barely get up and down the court. He had 3 points. He hit a novelty three-pointer, and the crowd went nuts.
Yeah, I know. I don't think that experiment's working. I think they would take that one back.
But, man, he could barely get up and down the court. I mean, everyone was blowing past him. I mean, I think I could be more effective than him in there.
Yeah, no, he's like, I don't know, he just looks like he's a woolly mammoth out there. He's
done. So, they still got players. They got a lot of shooters. Klay Thompson, Harrison Barnes is a good player. Curry, obviously. Like, this is not an easy game.
Look, do I think the Knicks are going to win tonight? Yes, I do. I think they're not going to have a winning road trip, but I think they're going to win tonight.
Okay, good. Good. We need that.
I think this is going to be a very, very, very difficult week. What do we want to go into the week ahead? Do you want to look at the
– Sure, talking about it.
So I say you're saying loss tonight?
I think they lose. I'm always a big revenge guy. I don't know. I always feel like if they lost the last game, they got David Lee back.
Revenge? I want to get revenge on Curry for dropping 54 on us.
I don't know. I don't think they're going to win tonight. I think it's a loss. I think it's going to be a bad loss, I feel.
All right. Well, listen, that's your gut. That's your gut. What else then? Let's go through the week.
Then Denver.
I hope Melo really comes.
They were mentioning JR was saying his knee's fucked up too.
Oh, man. If JR. I think we have a bad medical staff. I hate to say that, but
You think so, huh?
It just doesn't seem like anybody heals quickly on our team.
I mean, is this the? I don't know when medical staffs turn over, but how long has this medical staff been in place?
Yeah, I feel like we're slandering them. I don't know if I want to slander their medical staff. You know, I don't know. Maybe I don't want to do that. But I don't know who are we. Yeah, who's the head? Who's like the Knicks head? You know, like do they have a head trainer?
I don't think that guy Saunders is still there. That guy that was always on the bench.
Yeah. Saunders was their guy. Is he not around?
I don't think so. I haven't seen him on the bench in a while.
Yeah, Nick. I'm Googling Knicks trainers. Athletic trainer Roger Hines.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. We don't really know who the medical staff is.
I mean, I'm looking at them right now. Roger, I would love to get Roger Hines on the podcast because somebody's got to answer for this.
It would never happen. You know why? Because Dolan wouldn't allow it.
I don't know, man.
You would have to go, like most teams, someone could probably just do it. There's no like gag order, but for the Knicks, you work for Dolan. It's like in your contract, you can't do like media unless it's approved.
And, okay,
like,
I got it. Medical staff, chief medical officer and VP player care, Dr. Lisa Callahan.
Well, let's write, we're going to email them and try to talk to them.
Actually, I think I have her contact. Let's see, I have her profile. The team orthopedics is Dr. Answorth Allen. Dr. Lisa Callahan was named to the newly created position of Director of Player Care in October 2004. This is from 2009, her profile. She was also overseeing the Knicks and the Liberty. She's the founder of the Director of Women's Sports Medicine Center. She worked for the Giants, Stanford, San Jose. She's from North Carolina. She went to she got a bachelor's degree from East Carolina and a medical degree from East Carolina. I'm not impressed. East Carolina, get out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, we have our head medical staff didn't go to, like, you know, Columbia Medical School.
I don't know, man. I want Mike Saunders back.
Yeah, I want Mike Saunders back. Lisa, and I'm looking up Dr. Answorth Allen now, too. He's the team orthopedist, so he would be the knee guy.
Didn't we have James Andrews on our staff at one point,
I think we may have. Answorth Allen, a handsome black man. He worked at Cornell Medical School. I like that, you know. He worked for the Mets, and now he's the cricket board, West Indies cricket board in St. John's University. He used to work for the Rough Riders.
The Rough Riders, like DMX and E?
Yeah, like those Rough Riders. He used to help them get some Z-Packs. at Cornell University.
A purple drink.
And he was the assistant physician for the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater, so... They got some credentials, but who do we blame it on? Then there's also the head athletic trainer, Roger Hines. So one of them has to take the fall for this.
I mean, but at the same time, Matt, like Amari's uninsured player. Like you're going to blame the medical staff for his fucking shitty knees we couldn't get insured and we still took him on?
I'm just saying that I think we should make a play for Phoenix's medical staff.
Well, what if we don't get Amari? Do we get Melo? Can we say that? I mean, did we have to get Amari Stoudemire? It was just for the fans. We could have kept David Lee and...
No, David Lee's a better player than Amari Stoudemire.
But it was a name. That's the thing. You go back to that summer. They wanted LeBron James. They cleared space for him. It didn't work out. They had to get somebody. So they get Amari Stoudemire. And then I remember the toast, Chris Paul, Amari Stoudemire.
Yeah, I mean, are you saying that we wouldn't have gotten Melo without Amari?
Does Melo still want to come over here? I know you think Melo thinks Amari's... a horrible, you know, at basketball, but...
Oh, yeah, no, he's definitely back to getting his dry cleaning.
But do we get Melo without Amari?
I think Melo always wanted to be the super-duper New York star. He had no intentions of coming here to be Amari's, you know, partner in crime. Well, it was...
That's a good point, because he did take over the team. So let's say Scout Kent just keep David Lee. We would be so much better.
I think we'd be a really good team.
So you'd have... Yeah, and obviously if you could have got Melo over the summer, if he didn't have to fucking be the egomaniac that he is, and it was like, listen, just stay in Denver and come as a free agent, sign and trade, we would have been in even better shape. But, yeah, you'd have David Lee as your power forward.
Right, I mean, David Lee has also learned to hit his jumper, which he didn't really have when he was a Knick, and now he would be the perfect complement to Tyson Chandler. We'd own the boards.
Yeah, he's a walking double-double. You'd have Felton. Yeah, you'd have Felton. I guess you'd Shumpert. And then, yeah, Melo, Lee. and Chandler. And that's got to be, I mean, especially without Amari's injuries, I mean, that's got to be worth, we're 38 wins right now. I mean, that's got to be like 44 wins.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, I always liked David Lee, but Amari did bring excitement back, so let's not poop on him too much. Let me ask you this. Is the Denver team that we gave them potentially a championship contender?
No, but think about the Denver team we gave them. We got Felton back, so he doesn't count. It's right. Just Gatto and Chandler.
Yeah.
Osgood doesn't play. Chandler's a nice player, though. I mean, like, you can get Wilson Chandler's. Like, I think I'd rather have Wilson Chandler than J.R. Smith, to be honest. But, you know, Wilson Chandler, you can get guys like that.
Yeah. How good is – I haven't really been following Gallo this year. I mean, is he –
okay. People were getting on him about his shooting in the beginning of the year, that it wasn't consistent. But, you know, I think he's come out as of late. But I don't even think Gallo ever even makes an all-star team. I've talked about it. Said maybe one if he really puts it together one year. But he's, you know, 16 points a game, 5 rebounds. Like, he's a steady player. He's good.
All I can say is this. Whatever happens, I'm glad that we as New Yorkers got to have a Carmelo Anthony era.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Bernard King, you know? I mean, you see those commercials with Spike Lee, and you're like, yeah, we have a guy like that.
Yeah, I mean, bottom line, Gallo, Melo does so much more.
Yeah.
So you're going to make that trade 10 times out of 10. He does so much more than Gallo.
Yeah.
And Melo's a great three-point shooter this year. So.
Well, he was up until his knee started acting up.
But still, I mean, like, you know, let's not hold him accountable for that. I was talking to, what do you think about this? Because, you know, Anthony Randolph is another one of the Nuggets. Current roster right now. Like, I think the Knicks have more former Knicks running around than any other team right now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because, like, just when we cleared space, you got, you know, Nate Robinson on the Bulls and Nazir Muhammad on the Bulls. I'm like, there's more former Knicks currently playing, I think, than any other team.
I would love to see somebody look that stat up.
Yeah, because
if any of our listeners can figure out that stat, please tweet at us and let us know who has the most former players of their team on other teams.
I tried to Google it, but it's like too complicated of a long thing.
Yeah, it's a hard Google. Google doesn't have the maybe Bing has the capabilities.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, Crawford on the Clippers. There's like, it seems like there's a Nick on every team. Lynn on the Rockets. I mean, you can do it any team. Like, it's all scattered around.
I think we also don't know all the discards of other teams. Like, we're not that familiar with all the discards of every other team.
Yeah, but it just seems like the Knicks. Well, obviously the Spurs aren't going to have a ton. They don't.
Well,
make
no, it's, you're right. I mean, the Knicks have had a lot of turnover. They also have had a lot of money thrown around, you know. So,
yeah.
Jared Jeffries is still getting run.
Jared Jeffries, we could use him. We need someone to take charges.
Yeah, we do need a guy who will take. Do you think Amari got hurt? He took a charge for the first time in his career.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really disappointing. It really is, man. There's no other way to put it. It sucks. He was really playing well.
Yeah, I just, you know, like I said, I just wanted to see us fully loaded, taking a real shot.
Yeah, Wilson Chandler, 35 points against the Thunder.
Wow.
But then he had 13, 4, and 12. So it's like, you know, he's an up-and-down player. He's like J.R. Smith, you know?
Hey, that's look, Smith has been playing his heart out lately.
Yeah, I'm not going to cry for Wilson Chandler. The trade was good, man. It was still a good trade.
J.R. Smith has a very interesting relationship with Knicks fans because I think all of them feel the way we do about him.
Yeah, you just have to take the good with the bad. And I think sometimes he tweets about it. I mean, I remember after last season, he was all like, man, if you guys don't want me, maybe I won't sign here. I was like, oh.
Yeah, dude. And then nobody made him an offer and he came back for $2
million. Yeah.
Although, I think he's going to command $5 to $6 million in free agency.
Well, I think he's gone after this year. I think someone will take him.
Yeah. He's proven himself.
Yeah, he's been you know, good overall. He drives you nuts, but that's what you get him for.
Yeah, but, you know, look, for a team like ours that is kind of starved for scoring, you know, we couldn't live without him this year.
No, you really, I mean, like, as much as, like, we get on him, you know, who else is going to score? Novak, give me a break.
He did hit one drive jumper, two dribble drives.
He's someone who's just not worth it.
No, I mean, the problem with Novak is, you know, he's only good against crappy teams that don't rotate well.
Yeah, I mean, that's it.
Any a Bulls, a Heat, a Pacers, he'll score 0 points on 0-for-4 or 0-for-2 because he can't even get a shot off.
It's tough, man. It's really tough with him. You want that 3-point specialist, but.
Hey, incidentally, did you watch Iman Shumpert Beginnings?
Yeah, I saw it.
I haven't seen it yet, but I thought it was odd that we have a beginnings for a guy who's in his beginnings.
Yeah, you'll see it. It's on. It's fun.
I mean, he's in the beginning. I don't understand.
But it's the beginning's beginning.
The beginning of the beginning.
Because you know that show. It's not about beginnings as a Nick. It's about, you know, like Novak, you know.
Yeah. No, but I mean beginnings in life. Shumpert's only 21, you know.
Yeah, with college and high school. His brother was a big influence on him.
Yeah, I'll have to watch it. I'll have to see what I can. What do you think about Kidd? He's regressed again with a 3.
Yeah, that's what you're going to get at this point. He's 47 years old. I mean, what do you want? You know, it's like he died for a while. Then he came back and was like 4-4-3s one game.
Yeah, and then Prigioni looks like he's regressed too. The whole thing, the whole operation's turning to seed.
Yeah.
I mean, the ship has sunk.
So you're really selling this Knicks team right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, the season's over. I mean, look, we're going to be out in the second round. Whoever we play, we're just not going to – we just don't have the horses anymore without Amare.
Season's over. So you just like the Celtics season was over without Rondo?
Different.
Why different? We all counted them out.
Yeah, the Celtics, first of all, are still out. They never had a chance, even with Rondo.
I don't know, man. You're telling me the Celtics couldn't get in the Heat's head? I don't think so. I think they're too slow for them, but you don't think they could get in their heads a bit?
They could win it. They could take a game off of them.
Not 7, though, you're saying.
Nah, they can't take them to 7. There's no.
They went to 7 last year, though.
They did, but the Heat are that much better. They won 18 in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just a machine right now. And we're the only team that played them well. I mean, they just mowed down an Indiana team that's hot.
Indiana got crushed.
They mowed Indiana down like they were nothing.
Yeah.
And that's an Indiana team that beat us by 40.
Indiana made us look silly twice. Yeah.
Although, you know, look, I guess that's matchups. You know, we play Miami really well.
Yeah, so you can't go by that. Charlotte was close versus the Heat, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's probably because the Heat were checked out until the fourth quarter.
I agree.
Look, is the season over? Yes. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to still be excited to watch every game. I want to see how they compete on this trip. I want to see how Melo's health is. Look, if Melo's healthy, I think he can take them places. I just don't see how Melo plus James White plus Kenyon Martin equals a title.
Oh, I don't think they're going to win a title.
I mean, let's be realistic, right? That's off the table. So
I didn't believe it. Even when I was high on them, I just said, and you can go back to the first podcast, I was, this is going to be the best Knicks season since 2000. And yeah. I'm right about that. I'm still right about that. It is.
Look, I mean, I'm still happy. We've had a great run. We're going to have a great look. And like I said, as long as they win a first round playoff series, I'll be very happy.
It's a good year if they win. They haven't won a playoff series since 2000.
Yeah. Yeah. But like you said, with Amari going down again now, like, what do we have to look forward to next year?
Unless they get somebody like a sneaky move, they sign someone like, I don't even know if it's a free agent, I'm not going to speculate, but someone like, you know, like a Ray Allen with Miami, somebody that just comes over here that helps out, you know?
Yeah, it would have to be somebody who can score. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see, man. I mean, look, I'm not ready to discount it. It just looks bleak. But hey, when things look bleak, the easy answer is to say, of course, it's not going to go well. They're going to crap out. But you still think a first-round playoff option is in play?
Well, yeah, I do think that this team, I think a Melo-led team is better than, you know, the Bucks, whoever they have, or the, you know, maybe even the Celtics or the Nets.
They have J.J. Redick. Did you not hear?
Yeah, no, actually, I watched that game, the overtime win. They actually looked okay.
I would love to have J.J. Redick.
He's a guy I would kill to have. I mean, because he's like a Novak, but he can make his own shot, you know?
He makes his own shot, and he's like serviceable on defense. I would love to have J.J. Redick.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a possibility, but...
It isn't.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to look. I agree with you. Like, it's going to take some creativity in the offseason to revamp this roster and make it younger.
Yeah, well, some of these guys, I mean, Kid, you're going to have Kid next year.
Look, I like the Felton, Chandler, Melo core. I really do.
Yeah. You're going to build off that.
Yeah, we have to build off that. And I think those guys are in their prime. So look, you know, when you have three solid guys like that who, you know, play well together, you're always going to have a chance. I mean, we'll be a playoff team next year, but I don't know. Maybe Amari will come back fully healthy. You know, I'm holding out hope for that.
Yeah.
Amari, I'll give Amari credit. Because before the season, you know, when it turned into 2 weeks and it turned into 8 weeks, we kind of wrote him off. And he worked really hard. He got in great shape.
No, he's in great shape.
That, you know, that's a credit to his work ethic, because that's, you know, got to be brutal to rehab your knee.
Coming back from that, yeah.
So he's going to have to do it again. I'm sure he's, you know, he wrote a little note on Twitter, you know, praise God and, you know, God this and God that. I'm going to work hard and get back and give the Knicks a, you know, chance to win the title.
I'm going to get the brides out of my knees.
Yeah, I would like to know what is inside his knees. You know, just it's
screws, nuts, bolts.
There's a lot of just metallic material in his kneecaps, right?
JJ Redick making $6 million this year, and he's a free agent next year. I think he gets good money. I got to be honest. I mean,
do the Knicks? I don't know what their free agent situation is in terms of the cap. I would like to see them make a run at somebody like that.
Oh, I'll tell you, it sucks. There you go.
Is it horrible?
Well,
why can't we go over the luxury tax? Dolan's rich.
Everyone is coming back next year.
Everyone? Everybody signed?
Everyone except Kurt Thomas, Rasheed Wallace, James White, Chris Copeland, and Kenyon Martin, obviously.
Oh, because J.R. Smith we have an option on?
Yeah, we have a player. No, the player option.
Oh, he won't pick that up. He's going to, you know, test the water.
He's going to be gone. And everyone else is on the books. And Carmelo Anthony has a $23 million player option in 2014, which I'm sure he'll pay.
Yeah, but, you know, we want Melo on the team. So.
Yeah. And then Amari you have until 2014-15. But then in that last year, that becomes a huge contract you get off your books.
Yeah. So look, the bottom line is that, we're going to have to pray that Amari's healthy next year and go fully loaded. You know, with this team, we got to pick up one or two key guys with, you know, $2 million, whatever, that mid-level.
Yeah.
If we could get a guy like Redick, I would feel really good about our chances.
I just don't see it happening with the cap. The thing that would be good is if Amari, and this is fantasy world, if next year was his last year, and then it would be expiring contract. You'd get $23
million. No, you're right. Next year is going to be tough because then, you know, 2 years down the road, kid's going to be gone. And, you know, we're now going to be looking at the downside of Chandler and Melo.
Yeah, that's the problem here. Everyone comes off the books in 2014-15 now. So
look, but at that point we're going to be looking at a whole new team.
Yeah. I mean, basically, yeah, you would have something to work with if Amari, or if we didn't use our amnesty, obviously. But then we wouldn't have Tyson Chandler. You'd amnesty the fuck out of him.
Yeah. This season,
and then we'd have room to get like JJ Redick and someone else.
Yeah, I'll tell you the other problem for Chandler. I mean, he's playing too many minutes. Felton's playing too many minutes. Melo's playing too many minutes. Woodson's asking too much of these guys now, especially.
Yeah.
And I'm worried Chandler's going to break down.
Yeah, but you don't see anything from him so far.
No, but his career average of minutes is around 30, and he's playing way more than that.
Yeah.
You can't play a 7-footer 38 minutes a game.
Yeah, he's also older than you think, too.
Yeah, he's in his 30s.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'd like us, like I said, for this trip, I'd like us to be 40 and we're 38 and 22 now, five-game trip. I'd like us to be 40 and 25.
Well, let's go through it, man. Golden State, you said they're going to win.
Yep.
Then Denver.
Loss.
You know they're going to lose that game. You know they're going to lose that game.
Badly.
You think badly?
I think they might get run out of that building.
Now, Nuggets play well as a team, and they're, like, sick at home. I think they have, like, three losses
at home.
Yeah,
they're 24-3 at home.
Yes, I nailed it. Three losses. I wasn't looking at it. Then you go to Portland the next night.
We could win that game.
The young team, though, they beat us in our home court.
I know. We owe them revenge.
No, there you go. And then Sunday, to finish out the trip, you got Sunday Clippers, Monday Jazz.
Oh, that's brutal. Utah's a great home team, too.
Yeah, but still, I mean, look, there's two ways you can look at it. We beat the shit out of them or my stupid revenge factor.
Yeah. Look, I see two wins in there, maybe three.
I'm going to give them two wins. I'm going to say Portland and Utah.
I'm going to say Golden State in Utah. Bookend.
Bookends. Wow. So lose three in a row, win the best. But then the good news is after that, you're playing Orlando, Toronto twice, and then Boston.
Yeah, those are four winnable games to get us back into that mid-40s, you know.
And then the rest of it is kind of, you know, tough games here and there, but you're trying to get ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know why, but for me, for some weird reason, when I see the 42 win mark, I feel good about it. It's like winning season.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you know? I'm here.
It's like, oh, all right, well, we're not losers. We had and Mike Woodson went 55-27 in his first 82 games, so kudos to him.
55 wins.
That's Pat Riley stuff right there. That's Jeff Van Gundy stuff right there.
Pat Riley numbers.
That's a really – you got to tip your hat to the guy.
I would let him coach my basketball team.
I would let him coach my son's, you know, PAL league team too.
I would let him circumcise my son.
I don't know. You think he's got steady hands?
I think so.
He was a point guard, so he probably has very steady hands.
Steady goat.
Or was he a shooting guard?
Nobody really knows. What's the problem?
I think it's a myth that Mike Woodson played in the NBA.
They all played. You'd be surprised.
Yeah. No, you know who I think is amazingly surprising? Mitch Kupchak is 6'10", first of all.
Yeah, he played.
Second of all, he got the highest contract of all time in 1980.
Yeah, I was just reading that too. That was a good article by Sports Guy.
Yeah, that was a good article. That guy Larry Stepien on Cleveland who ruined basketball.
Yeah, and then Amari was the second worst contract, which now would be the worst because at least Joe Johnson can play.
Yeah, I saw the Nets were in a game today. Look, I still think the Nets, you know, the Knicks have some wiggle room because they still only have 22 losses. These other teams have 27.
Well, it's funny you mention that. Brooklyn right now, Brooklyn has 27, so they do have a little wiggle room. They're five.
That's a lot. We're not going 0-5 on this trip.
Yeah, that's five losses right there. I mean, that's tough. That's tough to come back. I mean, they're only one up in the win, but why have they played so many more games? What the fuck? That just because of London week?
Yeah, that means the Knicks actually have a tough, you know, a lot of games in not a lot of time.
The Nets have played like six more games than them.
I know. But, you know, look, I'm happy they lost 27 games already because, you know, their magic number is 33. If they lose 33 games, you know, that's 49 wins. So that's six more losses the rest of the year.
I don't care how well the Celtics are playing. They're not catching. I don't think they're catching the Knicks.
No, I mean, that's the thing. These teams would have to lose only, you know, less than five games the rest of the year. That's impossible.
Yeah.
We're going to win the division, you know, 49 wins probably.
Hopefully. Well, look, man, if they come out of this surprising us, like they beat the Nuggets and shit, then that's going to change little things. You're going to be speaking a higher tune.
Oh, yeah, no. Next week on the podcast, I'm going to say they could do it against Miami. They have proven it.
Yeah, let's do the podcast next week. We're going to have a jazz fan on.
Yeah. He's one of the comedians at law, and I don't know why he's a jazz fan, but he is. So we're going to have him on the podcast. You know, we'll get the Jazz perspective after we beat the Jazz, hopefully for a second time. Or no, we'll do it before the Jazz game.
Yeah, we'll do it Saturday.
Yeah. So we'll get him in there for that. All right, man. Well, let's enjoy this win.
Yeah, buddy. Good talk. Right.
Good let's talking. Watch it. Okay.